Macmillan Audio presents Midst Toil and Tribulation by David Weber. Read for you by Kevin T. Collins. March, Year of God, 896. Chapter 1. Grey Wall Mountains, Glacier Heart Province, Republic of Sidermark. Snow veils hung in the clear, icy air, dancing on the knife-edged wind that swirled across the snowpack, and the highest peaks, towering as much as a mile higher than his present position, cast blue shadows across the snow. It looked firm and inviting to the unwary eye, that snowpack, but Wallace Macomb had been born and raised in the gray walls. He knew better, and his eyes were hard and full of hate behind his smoked glass snow goggles as his belly snarled resentfully. Accustomed as he was to winter weather even here in the gray walls, and despite his fur-trimmed parka and heavy mittens, he felt the ice settling into his bones and muscles. It needed only a momentary carelessness for a man to freeze to death in these mountains in winter, even at the best of times. And these were far from the best of times. The Glacier Heart winter burned energy like one of Shan Wei's own demons, and food was scarcer than Macomb could ever remember. Glacier Heart's high, stony mountainsides and rocky fields had never yielded bountiful crops, yet there'd always been at least something in the storehouses to be eked out by hunters like Macomb. But not this year. This year the storehouses had been burned, first by one side, then by the other in retaliation, and the fields, such as they were buried beneath the deepest, bitterest snow anyone could remember. It was as if God himself was determined to punish innocent and guilty alike, and there were times, more times than he liked to admit, when Wallace Macomb wondered if there would be anyone left alive to plant the next year's crops. His teeth wanted to chatter like some lowland dancer's castanets, and he dragged the thick scarf his mother had knitted years ago higher. He laid the extra layer of insulation across the snow mask covering his face, and the hatred in his eyes turned harder and far, far colder than the winter about him as he touched that scarf and with it the memory of why his mother would never knit another. He raised his head cautiously, looking critically about himself once more, but his companions were as mountain-wise as he was. They were just as well hidden under the white canopies of the sheets they'd brought with them, and he bared those edge of chattering teeth in hard, vengeful satisfaction. The snowshoe trek to their positions had been exhausting, especially for men who'd cut themselves dangerously short on rations for the trip. They knew better than that, of course, but how did a man take the food he really needed with him when he looked into the eyes of the starving child who would have to go without if he did? That was a question Wallace Macomb couldn't answer. Not yet, at any rate. And he never wanted to be able to. He settled back down, nestling into his hole in the snow, using the snow itself for insulation, watching the trail that crept through the mountains below him like a broken-backed serpent. They'd waited patiently for an entire day and a half, but if the target they anticipated failed to arrive soon, they'd be forced to abandon the mission. The thought woke a slow, savage furnace of fury within him to counterpoint the mountain's icy cold, yet he made himself face it. He'd seen hate-fired determination and obstinacy kill too many men this bitter winter, and he refused to die stupidly. Not when he had so many men still to kill.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?